It was a Friday in November 1996. I had operated all day. I finished, said goodbye to my last patient, and got a very, very bad headache. It hit me in a flash. I had to sit down. A minute or two after that, the chest pain started. It radiated up my arm and shoulder and into my jaw. These are the words of Joe Crow, the doctor who succeeded me as chairman of the Breast Cancer Task Force at the Cleveland Clinic. He was having a heart attack. He was only 44 years old. He had no family history of heart disease, was not overweight or diabetic, and did not have high blood pressure or a bad cholesterol count. In short, he was not the usual candidate for a heart attack. Nonetheless, he had been struck, and struck hard. In this book, I tell Joe Crow's story, along with those of many other patients I have treated over the past 20 years. My subject is coronary artery disease, its cause, and the revolutionary treatment available to all that can abolish it, and that has saved Joe Crow and many others. My message is clear and absolute. Coronary artery disease need not exist, and if it does, it need not progress. It is my dream that one day we may entirely abolish heart disease, the scourge of the affluent modern West, along with an impressive roster of other chronic illnesses. Here are the facts. Coronary artery disease is the leading killer of men and women in Western civilization. In the United States alone, more than 500,000 people die of it every single year. 3 times that number suffer known heart attacks. And approximately 3 million more have silent heart attacks, experiencing minimal symptoms and having no idea, until well after the damage is done, that they are in mortal danger. In the course of a lifetime, 1 out of every 2 American men and 1 out of every 3 American women will have some form of the disease. The cost of this epidemic is enormous, greater by far than that of any other disease. The United States spends more than $250 billion a year on heart disease. That's about the same amount the nation spent on the first 2.5 years of its military venture in Iraq, and fully twice as much as the federal government allocates annually for all research and development, including R&D for defense and national security. But here is the truly shocking statistic. Nearly all of that money is devoted to treating symptoms. It pays for cardiac drugs, for clot-dissolving medications, and for costly mechanical techniques that bypass clogged arteries or widen them with balloons, tiny rotating knives, lasers, and stents. All of these approaches carry significant risk of serious complications, including death. And even if they are successful, they provide only temporary relief from the symptoms. They do nothing at all to cure the underlying disease or to prevent its development in other potential victims. I believe that we in the medical profession have taken the wrong course. It is as if we were simply standing by, watching millions of people march over a cliff, and then intervening in a desperate, last-minute attempt to save them once they have fallen over the edge. Instead, we should be teaching them how to avoid the chasm entirely, how to walk parallel to the precipice so that they will never fall at all. I believe that coronary artery disease is preventable, and that even after it is underway, its progress can be stopped, its insidious effects reversed. I believe, and my work over the past 20 years has demonstrated, that all this can be accomplished without expensive mechanical intervention and with minimal use of drugs. The key lies in nutrition, specifically in abandoning the toxic American diet and maintaining cholesterol levels well below those historically recommended by health policy experts. The bottom line of the nutritional program I recommend is that it contains not a single item of any food known to cause or promote the development of vascular disease. I often ask patients to compare their coronary artery disease to a house fire. Your house is on fire because eating the wrong foods has given you heart disease. You are spraying gasoline on the fire by continuing to eat the very same foods that caused the disease in the first place. I don't want my patients to pour a single thimbleful of gasoline on the fire. Stopping the gasoline puts out the fire. Reforming the way you eat will end the heart disease.